Today's blad is Daf Chav Ches. We're going to begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. This Mishnah will continue talking about which wicks can be used for Shabbos lights, and from there we'll talk about some Hilchos Tumah and Tara. So the Mishnah, Kol HaYotze Min HaEitz, any wick that comes from a tree in Medlikim Bo may not be used for Shabbos light. Ela Pishta, the one exception is flax. So Rashi takes this one step further. This is the way the Shibboleth Halakhit explains Rashi, that not only wicks that come from a tree, but even wicks made of hemp or cotton, since they do not hold a steady flame, are also prohibited for Shabbos wicks. Even though hemp and cotton are not actually tree products, however, since their stalks harden and turn into a wood-like substance, Rashi says they are similar to trees, and their derivatives have the same halacha as everything else, hayotzim and eitz. Tosfos disagrees, and he says that since hemp and cotton are not tree products, and Tosfos brings a raya from what we learned in Masechet Brachos, the Tosfos says the definition of a tree is anything you take away won't come, if you take away the branch or the stalk, something else won't come in its place unless something new is planted, is not considered a tree, which is the way cotton and hemp work. Therefore, Tosfos says that cotton and hemp are permissible to be used for Shabbos candles. And Tosfos continues to say that cotton actually makes an excellent wick and is certainly what was widely used already then for wicks for Shabbos lights. And the Torah says that the minig is like Tosfos, that we could use cotton. And the Torah goes even a step further. He says not only cotton, but even hemp, as Tosfos explained, because they're not considered yotzim and eitz. But the Dr. Moshe still says that linen is still the best material to be used over anything else. And the Mr. Barua says that even though by cotton we act like Tosfos, and we will use cotton for a wick, but we should try to avoid using hemp. Another halacha regarding hayotzim and eitz. But before we say this halacha, we have to review something we've learned regarding Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara. The pasuk says, "Zois haTorah Adam kiyamis ba'oil, kol ha'bol ha'oil, v'kol asher ba'oil yitmasher v'shamim." This is the pasuk that teaches us that people and utensils that are under the same roof as a mace become tamei. The Torah also says, "V'lokach ezoiv v'tava mayim ishtavi hizal ha'oil v'al kol ha'kelim v'kol ha'val nefoshes asher yisham." That if somebody becomes tamei, or a utensil becomes tamei, or if the tent becomes tamei. So now we see that the oil itself can receive a tumas oil. The question is, what oil are we talking about? So says the Mishnah, the kol ha'yotzim eitz, any roof that comes from a tree product, any metam tumas oilim, does not become tamei, the oil itself, with a tumas oil, elapishta, unless the roof is made out of flax. So like Rashi says in the Gemara, we're not talking about the person who's in the same oil as the mess. A person who's in the same oil as the mess always becomes tamei, regardless what material the oil is made out of. The discussion here is the actual oil. And according to Rashi, the Mishnah is teaching us that from articles made of tree products, the only one that could acquire tumas oil is a roof that's made out of flax. Any other tree product uses a roof over a mess will not become tumah itself. Tosfos says that in reality, any utensil used as a roof over a corpse will become tumah, no matter what it's made of. But he explains that our Mishnah is talking about utensils which are portable and susceptible to tumah. Those are always, on the contrary, that's always tameh. Our Mishnah, however, is talking about something that's mechubar, connected to the ground. Such articles that are mechubar, are generally not royal kabel tumah. The Torah makes an exception to this rule in the case of articles of flax, making them susceptible to tumah's oil, even if they are attached to the ground. Other Rishonim, Ritva and the Rashba, say that no article attached to the ground, no matter what material it's made out of, can never become tameh. Our Mishnah, they say, is dealing with a roof constructed of a portable article. And they say, like this, such articles retain their identity as kalim and are royal kabel tumah. However, our Mishnah is dealing with a case that the article, although they're portable, they were designated to be used as a roof. Since they were designated to be used as a roof, as a tent, they lose their status as kalim and therefore are not generally susceptible to tumah. Says our Mishnah that exception to this rule is when you have a keli made out of flax, even though it's now connected to the ground, it will still have a shame keli and be royal kabel tumah. So obviously our Mishnah begins the Gemara is considering pishton to be considered eitz, a wood product. Ask the Gemara, Manol on the Pishnah creates, from Ikriates, from where do we know the flax is considered a tree? Answers the Gemara, Amma Zutra, the book Amakra, because the Pasuk says, when Klai Yisrael were about to enter Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu sent, and not Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, sent two spies to review the city of Yericho, and they were in the home of Rochav. Now they were, the people of the city got suspicious that there were spies in the city. So the Pasuk says that Rochav hid them. Where did she hide them? V'hi halosam hagaga. She took them up to the roof. V'titmenem b'pishta eitz. And she hid them in the trees of flax. So we see the Pasuk refers to flax, to linen as trees. The Mishnah said, v'yotzim min eitz, any roof that comes from a tree, any metam tumas oilim, does not have tumas oil, like we just explained, ela pishton, besides for flax. Manolam. For where we know that a roof made out of pishton is mekabel tumah. Amar belazar, gomer oil. We learn exeris shava, the word oil. Ksiv mimishkan, from the mishkan. Ksiv hocha, it's regarding tumas oil. The pasuk that we quoted earlier, it says, v'zois hatayra, adam kiyamas ba'oil. So we see the Torah uses the word oil. V'ksiv hasam, and it says regarding the Mishkan, v'yifreis es ha'oil, and they spread out the tent, ala Mishkan, over the Mishkan. Now, the only covering of the Mishkan that was made out of a material was the one made out of pishton, made out of flax. And malahalon, shapishton, just like over there, the covering made out of flax curry oil is called an oil. Afkan, here too, he will say, shall pishton, a covering made out of pishton curry oil, has the din of an oil. However, other tree products are not going to be subject to tumas oil because the Torah never describes them as an oil. So we now will say that there will only be four materials that are susceptible to tumas oil. Why will these four materials be susceptible to tumas oil? Because since we're saying that the model for tumas oil is the Mishkan, so only the materials that were used as a covering in the Mishkan will be considered an oil. What are the materials? Flax and wool, which cloth of goat's hair, and animal hides. These will be the four materials, since those were the materials that were used in the Mishkan will also be the materials that could be have a tumas oil. Ask the Gemara, im alahalon, if we're using the Mishkan as the model, so let's look how the flax that were used in the Mishkan were processed. They were shazurim, they were made out of twisted threads, the chutin kafel shisha, and each thread was sixfold. That means they were twisted from six threads. Afkan, regarding tumas oil, I should say, that the only time pishton will have a tumas oil, if we're using the Mishkan as a model, it should be shazurin, when they're woven, the chutin kafel shisha, when it's made out of six threads. Says the Gemara, tamaloyma, that's what the Torah says regarding tumas oil. Oil, oil, riba. Since the Torah keeps on repeating the word oil, it's coming to tell us that it doesn't have to be exactly like that pishton. As long as it's pishton, even without all of these details, it's a royal, royal kabbal tumas oil. Ask the Gemara, if we're relying, e oil, oil, riba, if we're saying that since the Torah uses regarding the tumas oil, the word oil, so many times to teach us all sorts of materials, all sorts of pishton, amitam tumas oil, so say I feel kamilinami, then I should say it even includes other articles that were not used in the Mishkan, not after the four that we mentioned earlier. Answers the Gemara, imkain, gzer shava mahanilei. What will the gzer shava teach us? So what are we saying now? That the gzer shava compares Mishkan to oil, which teaches us that only the materials that were used in the Mishkan are the materials that will have a tumas oil. But then we take the word oil that it says a few times in tumas oil to say that it doesn't have to look exactly like it was in the Mishkan. As long as it has some sort of tumma on it, it's enough. Asks Rashi, since we're learning the din of tumas oil with the Mishkan, how will we ever know that any material that's not made from one of these materials will have a tumas oil? Let's explain Rashi's question better. We learned in the Mishnah that our discussion is limited to what roof itself has a tumas oil. But regarding a person or a keli in the same room as a mace, we said it makes no difference what the material, what the roof is made out of. But if that's the case, then where do we know it from? We don't know it from the tumah of the oil itself, because that's only limited to certain materials. So Rashi says, we learn it from a mitzvah. The halacha is that anything that's in the same house of a mitzvah has a tumas oil, and there it doesn't make any difference what material that house is made out of. Ask Tosfos, that if I'm learning from Mitzayra, it should have the same din of Mitzayra. Now, what does that mean? A oil hames, a person who has a tumas oil hames, we explained earlier in this Masechta, has to become tayor with the mechatas, with the paraduma, which is a process that takes at least a week. However, somebody who has a tumas oil of Mitzayra is only for one day. Ask Tosfos, if Rashi is correct, that we're learning the tumas oil of a person going into the oil of a mess, any type of oil from mitzayra, so it should have the same din as a mitzayra, and only mitame for one day, not for a week. So Tosfos explains that when Rashi says that we're learning from tumas mitzayra, Rashi does not mean to say that mitzayra becomes the model for the tame of the person going into an oil of a mess. Rather, what the Gemara means to say, says Rashi, says Tosfos, what Rashi means to say, says Tosfos, is that Mitzayra teaches us that Tumas oil, the Tumah of a person going into an oil, is not limited to an oil made out of these four materials. That Tumah could be received from an oil made from any material. But once we know that, then we apply the Dine of Tumas oil Ames to that person, not the Dine of Tumas oil Mitzayra. Continues the Gemara, the Ema, but I could go further. If I'm learning from the Mishkan, Malahal and Kroshim, just right in Mishkan there were wood beams, Afkan Kroshim, maybe Tumas oil will include if the roof is made out of wood beams. So, now it won't limit ourselves that only flax will be considered a roof for tamas oil, that the oil becomes tamay. Rather, will include wood also. Answers the Gemara. Amakra, the pasuk regarding the wood beams says, Vasisa as a crush on a mishkan. You should make the beams for a mishkan. Explains the Gemara. Regarding the oil ha-mishkan, the covering of the mishkan, mishkan, the covering, kari mishkan. The covering of the mishkan is called a mishkan. It's called an oil. That's what's called an oil. However, the ain't krushim, the krushim are not kruim mishkan. They're not called a mishkan. What they're made is, they're called lim mishkan. They're made for the mishkan. But they are not themselves a mishkan. Therefore, they're not considered an oil. Ask the Gemara, El Ma'ata, if so, it says a pasuk. The pasuk says, regarding one of the other coverings of the mishkan, which was made out of animal hides. And it says in the pasuk, Vasisa michsel oil. You should make, it is a covering le oil. So now we should say hachinami, we should say the same way we learned the pasuk by kroshim, we should teach this pasuk by the michsa, and say michsa like ikri oil. That the michsa is not in itself called a tent. It says le oil. That means the michsa is for an oil, but it itself is not an oil. So what are you going to say? Enochanami. That animal hides will not receive themselves a tumas oil if they are the oil of a mess. Ask the Gemara, you can't say that. Because I heard the boy, Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza had the following shaila. Or behemoth tamei, machi tam v'oil a mess. If a roof was made out of a non-kosher animal's hide, will that roof receive an oil mace? Says the Gemara, if we're saying now that hashta or behemoth tahayru lematama, that the roof of a tardig animal hide made out of animal kosher animal is not matama, or behemoth meya mebelia, why is the Belezer asking a question about a non-kosher animal? Since the Belezer only makes a question regarding a tamei-dig animal, it must be that a batahayadig animal, he was sure that it's tamei, that it's tumas oil. But why? We just said it's michsel oil, but it's not the oil itself. Answers the Gemara, shani hasam, the hada hadrikra. Since the Torah calls the michsa of the tachash an oil, the ksiv, because it says in the pasuk that the Mishpach of Gershon from the Bnei Levi, the Nasas Yerias HaMishkan, they should carry the panels of the Mishkan, that's Oil Moyed, Michseyu, or Michse HaTachash Olaf. So what does this pasuk do? Makish Elyon the Tachton. The Torah in this pasuk compares the upper covering, which was made out of animal hides, with the lower covering, which is really the middle covering, the one made out of goat hair. And just like the lower ones are actually called oil, as we said earlier in the shir, af elyon, by comparison we say that also the upper coverings, the animal hide coverings, are also called oil. Therefore, everything works. Kroshim are only called le oil. So they're not called oil, and that's why they won't be makabel tumas oil. Masha enkein, the covering made out of hides, is called an oil through his hekesh. So therefore we'll know for sure that there is a tumas oil on our behemoth tahira, which was the type of covering, at least we're learning at this point, that was used in the Mishkan. And now Rabbi Lezer is left with a shaila, why is going to be the halacha on our behemoth tamei? Gufa. And we're talking going to discuss this shaila, by Rabbi Lezer. Or a behemoth tamei, mashi tamei tumas oil. What's going to be the halacha on the hide of a behemoth tamei? Will it receive a tumas oil on, if it's the oil of a mess? Ask the Gemara, Micah Mabayli, what is the basis for Rabbi Lezer Shaila? Since we started the shiur today in saying that the Mishkan is the model for all tumas oil, so we have to look at the characteristics of what was in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, there were no coverings, ostensibly, with Ar Behema Temeya. Says the Gemara, Or Amar Rav Adabar Hava, Tachash Shahoy B'mei Moshe Kamabayway. There was an animal that was called a Tachash, whose hide was used as one of the coverings of the oil. And that is exactly the Gemara Shaila, Tama Haya Tar Haya. Was it a Tamadig animal or a Taradig animal? Because if it was a Tamadig animal, then we would say that the Tumas oil even applies to Tamadig animals, since as we're learning the whole Shia today, the Mishkan is the model. Amar Rav Yosef, Maitabailai. What's the question? Tanina, we learned in a Braisa. The only thing that can be used for anything for this Beis HaMikdash is something made out of a kosher hide. So it must have been a kosher animal. So it must be, as we say now, that the only thing that's kosher is a arbehema. It must be that the tachash was arbehema tahira. And now we're back to trying to understand what Rabbi Elazar's shaila was. Master of Abba. So Abba challenges him. It says in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shnei Mechsaras Hayu. There were two coverings of, there were two types of animals that were used as animal hides that were used as covering in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. Echad Shel Ares El Medamim, one was of reddened ram hides, Vechad Shel Ares Tchashim, one was Tachash hides. Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees, and he said, Mesa Echad Haya, there was really only one cover, which is made up half of reddened ram hides and half of tachash hides. The Doima, and now he continues in explaining the tachash, he says, the tachash was kamin tla'ilin. It was a tla'ilin, which is an animal, which is like a cat. Now, the tla'ilin tamehu. And we know that tla'ilin is a tamedic animal. So we see here that this glaisa holds that the tachash was a tamedic animal. So we're back to where we started. It could be that the tachash was a tamedic animal, and that's why we would have a model that even the hides of a tamedic animal are mekabel tuma. So how could you say, ask the Gemara on Rabbi Yosef, that certainly the tachash must have been a kosher animal? Says the Gemara, hachikama, kamin tla ilin haya, it looked, the tachash looked like this cat-like tala ilin. Why? Sheyesh by Gvanim Harbe, because it had many colors. However, for like Tla Ilan, it wasn't actually a Tla Ilan. Dila Hasam, because a Tali Ilan, Tamei, is a Tamedig animal. For Hacha, and Tachash, Tar was a Tardig animal. Amr Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef proves his point. Ihachi, if so I could understand Hanim Targuminan, this is why we translate the Tachash, the Targum in the Pasuk, when it says Tachash, call the Tachash Saskoinoi. What's that Saskoinoi? Shesos Begvonim Harbe. It rejoices in the beauty of the many colors it has. So we see, since Tachash, since the Unkelis explains that Tachash is the Saskoinoi, he doesn't call it a Tla'ilin. Why doesn't it call it a Tla'ilin? Because it wasn't a Tla'ilin. Because Tla'ilin is a Tamadiga cat, a Tamadiga animal. And this wasn't. So I saw a very beautiful vart from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says like this. This Gemara, he says, is a little difficult to understand. He says that the Gemara is saying that the Tla'ilin, that the Tachash, a question, was it a Tardiga animal or a Tamadiga animal? So he asks, if we could call it a tardig animal, why would I want to say it's a tamadig animal? Isn't it better to say it's a tardig animal? So he answers, because what is the simen of a tardig person versus a tamadig person? A tardig person is consistent. He's always the same. Same in his avodas Hashem. Here the pasuk is saying that the tachash sos begvonim harbe had a lot of different colors. That means it's not consistent. Non-consistency is not the simon of tar. That's the simon of tuma. And that's why the Gemara is asking, was it tar or was it tame? So here we see that the Gemara says, and we'll talk about it more in Amud Beis, that lo hukshru l'melecha shemayim ela, lo hukshru l'melecha shemayim ela ar behemet tar b'vad. We're only allowed to use ar behemet tar b'vad. And that's why the Rabbeinu B'chaya says in Parashas Truma, that we do not find in the various kalim that were built in the Beis HaMikdash that they should bring silk. Why? Because silk comes from the silkworm, which is a non-kosher animal, and they didn't lahuch shalom echashmayim ella arbehem etar bilvat. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. It's half a Chasam Sofer to disagree with Rabbeinu Chai. He's a Rishon, but the Chasam Sofer says that that's not true. You are allowed to use silk. And the Raya is that the Mishnah Masechta, the Gemara Masechta, Menachos discusses making tzitzis out of silk, and he says that silk is different than a hide. First of all, silk is not the actual hide; it's just a product of the silkworm. And he says another word. He says when you use a non-kosher hide, it's obvious that this is coming from a non-kosher hide, this material, and you're not supposed to use something which is obviously non-kosher for the Beis Hamikdash. However, silk is not obvious that it's coming from something non-kosher, and that's why it could be used. Others want to say you can't bring a raya from tzitzis because tzitzis is a tashmish mitzvah. However, the Mishkan was a tashmish kedusha, and as we learned earlier, there is a difference between a tashmish kedusha and a tashmish mitzvah. A tashmish mitzvah, maybe something from Ar Behema Tamei would be permitted. Mashenken, a tashmish kedusha, like the Mishkan, you have to use something that's dafka from Ar Behema Tahira. Continues the Gemara. Rav Amar, Rav says that Ar Behema Tamei, the Matamba Armeis, how do I know that even the or of Behemoth Tamei is Matamba or Meis Mehach? I learn from here. The Tanya. Or, when the Pasuk says that a beged made out of hide could become Tamei with Tumas Tsuras, it says or. And then it also doesn't say the word or, it says Oiba or. Why does it say Oiba or and just say instead of saying or? To teach us Reba or Behemoth Tamei that Tsuras affects even the hide of a non-kosher animal. The shalaka b'yat kayin, and also it affects a beggar that was afflicted after we examined by kayin. And Tosfos explained what does that mean? That I was thought that let's say I took a beggar to a kayin, and the kayin said that this beggar is tar. Even if afterwards it receives a nega, once the kohen said that this beged is tar, it should remain tar. So it says that no, even though the kohen originally passed that it's tar, it can become tamei afterwards. Katzus mikulon. Where do we know, continues the Braisa, if somebody cut pieces from different sorts of garments, for achas achmehen, and he made one garment from all these pieces, menayin that it too is makabel tumas saras, tameloimer, oibacham malachas ar. But what do we see from here? That there's a tumas saras on a beged made out of or behemoth tameya. Similarly, wants the Gemara to say, we'll be the halacha on tumas oil. Says the Gemara, v'ikala mifrach. We can't bring a raya from saras to oil. Mal in the goyim, shekain shesi v'erv tam behen. By the goyim, saras, even the threads that are not yet woven together, are susceptible to tumas saras. However, tumas oil is only metama, something that was already woven. So you can't learn tumas oil from tumas saras. So the Gemara, okay, I'll go from shrotzim. We'll learn from shrotzim that one of the shemayna shrotzim that die are metama begotten. The Tanya, it says there, or, metama is something made out of animal hide. Only elor behema tahira. So I would only know if the garment is made out of behemoth tahira or behemoth tamei menayin. Where do I know the hide of a non-kosher animal? Tameloima, since the pasuk says oyar. So since regarding tumas sheretz, it applies to or behemoth tamei, says the Gemara, the same within by tumas oil. Ask the Gemara v'ikul mifra, but I can ask on this too. Malish shrotzim shkem etam bekadasha. Tumas sheretz is even on a material as small as the size of a lentil. However, tumas mes is only on a tumas on the size of a kazayis. So since shrotzim have that chumra, that's matami even by kadasha, I can learn from shrotzim to tumas oil. So says the Gemara. The Gemara wants to make a tzadah shava. Negoyim mechicha. Why does a tzadah shava work? We look for the common denominator. We know that negoyim apply by arba hema tameya. Now it can't be the fact that it's a tumas sheretz, it's a tumas adasha, because Nagoyim don't have a tumas kadasha. Alma, you want to say you should learn from the goyim because the goyim have, you can't learn from the goyim because the goyim are even metamim when it's not woven. Shuatzim are also only metamim when it's woven. The chazadain, so the argument goes over. They don't have the same characteristics. So I look for the common denominator. What's a tzadah shavash behen? Sh'or tome behen. That even or tome is mekabel tome. V'asm or behem tomeyah. That or kar behem tomeyah. That the or behem tomeyah is the same as the or behem tomeyah. Afani avir olameis. So therefore I'll say by olameis also sh'or tome boy. That since or is tomeyah, the nasba or behem tomeyah kar behem tomeyah. Says the Gemara, you can't learn from there. Because who are the two sources you want to learn from? From the Goyim and from Shrotzim. By both of them, she came to me approximate Kazayas. You don't have to have a Kazayas to be Tomei. By Shrotzim, we learned that the shear is Adasha, and by the Goyim, the shear is a Gris. However, by Mace, you have to have a Kazayas. Tomei Mace, Shem Tomei Al Kazayas. So I can't learn from neither from Shrotzim alone or from the Goyim alone or even together. So how will I know that Negoyim, that Tumas oil applies even by Or Behemet Tameya? Alam Rav Baranish, Asi B'Kavachoyim Menoitza Shal Izim. I learn it from the halacha of a beged made out of goat's hair. Shem Etam B'Goyim, which doesn't have a Tumas Negoyim, but still has B'Tam Tumas oil mess. Or behemet tameya shematam ben negoyim, as we just finished learning, certainly, and it didn't shematam ba olames, and that's how I know at this point that or behemet tameya has a tumas oil if the oil was made out of even an or of a non-kosher animal. Continues the Gemara, repeating back to what we learned earlier, the way Tosfos explains this next line of the Gemara. El Hadat Tan Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, we spoke about it before, that the only thing fit for making the base, the Mishkan or base of Mikdash, is something made out of the hides of a kosher animal. Is the question of my Hichsa. What was the purpose of learning that Braisa? So Exploitus explains, you could understand that the Braisa is coming just to teach us that the Tachash that was used to make the Mishkan was a kosher animal. But if that would be the case, then the Braisa should have said a very simple din. Should have said a very simple fact. That the Tachash is a kosher animal. Why did the Braisa have to say it in this way? Why did it have to say it this way? Obviously, the Braisa is teaching us a halacha that has relevance not just to tell us that the Tachash was a kosher animal. What is the relevant halacha that we're going to learn from this braisa? Says the Gemara, tefillin. We're going to learn from here that you can only use tefillin for, you can only use the skin of a kosher animal to make tefillin. Ask the Gemara, for that I don't need this braisa. Tefillin behedik sibu. By tefillin it says explicitly, leman tia taras Hashem beficha. And we learn from there, that the tefillin could only be made out of what is permissible in your mouth, which means from a species of animals that could be eaten. So now, the Braisa can't be teaching us that then. It must be that the Braisa is teaching us that non-kosher animals can't be used for the Mishkan and can't have a tumas oil. Says the Gemara loy, lo'ayrin. The Pasuk is teaching us that the leather box is made out of tefillin. Minamut b'ficha only teaches us about the parashias on which the parashias of tefillin are written on. This braisa will teach us that the leather boxes made out, that the tefillin are made out of, have to be made out of kosher animal hide. Before we go further, when we say kosher animal hide, it means, that doesn't have to mean that the animal itself was kosher. Even if the animal was an avela trefa, as long as it's from a species of kosher animal, it's enough. Ask the Gemara, you can't tell me that that's what I need this braisa for, because for Amar Abaya, shin shel tefillin, the shin that comes out from the leather backs of the tefillin, is aloch l'mosh m'sinai. Now, the fact that the leather backs has a shin on it, which is writing. And we already just explained a minute ago, Menamut Beficha teaches us that any writing of the tefillin has to be written on kosher hide. So I already know that the box has to be made out of kosher animal. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right on the side of the Gemara here, that shin shel tefillin was only on tefillin shel rosh. But how would we know that tefillin shel yad, that has nothing on it, so it has to be made, has to be from kosher leather? Maybe since it has nothing written on it, I wouldn't know, and that's what I need this price for. So Akiva Eiger says, so Akiva Eiger stays with the Tzar Chiyin on the side of the Gemara. That Tzvi says, the Sfasemis and that Tzvi both say that we compare Tefillin Shel Roish and Tefillin Shel Yad to each other. And since Tefillin Shel Roish, we just proved, has to be from a kosher species, certainly the same has to be with Tefillin Shel Yad. That Tzvi says a very beautiful raya. He says that the halacha is that an Ovel Rachman Lutzlan is not allowed to wear tefillin. Why? Because it says, Perecha Chovash Alecha. The tefillin are considered a glory, and somebody who's Nebuchan Ovel should not be wearing something which is a glory. Ask the Hatzvi, but that's only in Tefillin Shorosh, which is all visible. But the Tefillin Shoyad are not visible. So why is an Ovel prohibited from wearing Tefillin Shoyad? It must be because we compare Tefillin Shoyad to Tefillin Shorosh. So just like by Ovel we compare Tefillin Shoyad to Tefillin Shorosh, the same thing in this halacha, if the Tefillin Shorosh has to be from culture species, we'll automatically know that the Tefillin Shoyad has to be from culture species, and I won't need the Brisa to teach us that. From here also, Rav Shlomo Kluge says that the halacha, you see that the shin that's on the tefillin shel rosh is not supposed to be applied on top of the tefillin, on top of the box. They should be extracted from the tefillin itself. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a raya, because we would say that the shin is not part of the box, and the box maybe wouldn't have to be kosher. From here we see that the shin has to be taken out from the box itself. Says the Gemara, what am I going to learn? El Karch and Besaron, the Halacha, the Brisa is trying to teach us that the one should wrap the tefillin parshiyos with their own hair, ulatafrim, and they should be sewn together with their own veins, with the gidon. And they should only be used kosher animal veins and hair. Ask the Gemara, Hainami, Halacha Lamash Mesina. That also is Halacha Lamash Mesina. The tefillin, Tanya, learned in the Brisa, tefillin rubos, the Halacha, the tefillin has to be square, is Halacha Lamash Mesina. And nichras besaron, that they should be wrapped with their own hair, the nichras begidon, and be sewn with their own veins, is also halacha l'mashma sinai. So I don't need the brisa for that. Says the Gemara, liritzuas, the brisa is teaching us that the straps of the tefillin must be made out of hides of kosher animal. Ask the Gemara, v'amar ab yitzchok, ritzuas shchayrus halacha l'mashma sinai, the halacha that the ritzuas has to be black, is Allah Lamash Mesinai. So it's logical to assume that it should also, that Allah Lamash Mesinai also teaches us that they have to be made out of kosher animals. And says the Gemara, nay, the Gemiri Shchayrus. And a Chanami that we learned from Allah Lamash Mesinai that they have to be black. Taharus Megemiri, that we learned that they have to be Tahar. It could be that they don't have to be Tahar. And that's what this price is teaching us, that they do have to be, the straps of the tefillin have to be made out of tardiga hides. Ask the Rajba, but from the straps we also make oisius, because we make a dalid in the back of the tefillin shel rosh, and we make a yud on the tefillin shel yad, so we see that the ritzuos are ksav. And we learned at the beginning of this piece of Gemara that any ksav has to be made out of kosher animal. So the Rajba answers, since they're only knots, and knots are not considered a ksav, they don't have the same halacha as a ksav, so I can't learn the halacha of knots, of ritzuas from ksav, I have to learn it from the Braisa. So from here we see that you have to use, to make tefillin, only something from a kosher species. The Ramah, bringing down a ram in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, extends the rule of our Gemara to shofar also. And he says that only the horns of a kosher animal can be used from a shofar. Why? And that's how the Magen Avraham says you have to use kosher hides for tefillin and for shofar and for any time that you use an animal product. So according to this, the Beis Shlomo asks if somebody could use for chanukah lecht fuel, oil made out of non-kosher animal. So he wants to say that not everybody agrees with the Pesach of the Magen Avraham, and they want to limit the rule of Al Gemar to Tefillin. Of course, something made for the Mishkan. But since, but not to anything else. Furthermore, he says the Beis Shleima, since Chanukah Lecht is Midrabbanan, so we certainly can be Mekel, because we have a klal of Sofek Drabbanan L'Kula. The Beis Yitzchak says a very interesting thing. The Beis Yitzchak says that even if we'll agree with the Magen Avraham, that whenever an animal byproduct is used for Dvar Mitzvah, it should be from a kosher animal, it could be that tefillin could be, it could be Chanukah oil, could be from a non-kosher animal. And he brings a raya from a Tosfos Masechta Sota. Tosfos Masechta Sota says that the parasha of a Sota could be written on parchment made from a non-kosher animal. Is the question why? Tosfos says, since this goal will eventually be erased, so something that's not there permanently will, does not have the din that has to be made out of a kosher material. So he says the same thing with the Hanukkah lamp oil. Since this oil is getting burnt up, so it doesn't remain permanent, even if we'll say that the halacha and the mutar b'ficha applies to all divrei mitzvah, it only applies, says the Beis Yitzchak, to divrei mitzvah that remain permanent. Hanukkah oil doesn't remain permanent, and he will say, even the Magen, he says even the Magen Avraham will agree you can use non-kosher animal fat provided it meets the other requirements we learned at the beginning of the perek for Hanukkah lamp. Ask the Gemara, may have a lot of tachshay b'mei Moshe. What is the halacha? What was the tachash that was used by Moshe? And the Rishonim ask, what do we have to know? We don't have a tachash anymore, as we'll learn. So I said, because the halacha will be that the shoe that's used for chalitza is said, the pasuk says regarding that shoe, vanelcha tachash. So if the tachash was only a kosher animal, we'll only be allowed to use kosher material, leather from a kosher animal for a chalitza shoe. If the tachash was a non-kosher animal, we'll be allowed to use even leather from a non-kosher animal for the chalitza shoe. Amr b'loy, Amr b'shim melakish, Amr hay remeya, tachash hay b'meimesha, bari b'fnei atzim haya. It was a unique creature. And Chazal weren't able to decide imin chayu imin behemahu. We know that there are difference of chaya and behemah. Behemah is a domesticated animal. Chaya is not a domestic animal. It has different halachas regarding chaylev, regarding kisi adam, and they weren't sure what it was. The keren achas chaylev b'mitzchay. It had one single corner of its forehead. L'fish shod nizdam l'lemoshe, and it presented itself to Moshe just for the needed hour. So the Eitz Yosef and Dein Yaakov explains not to say that the tachish only appeared then and doesn't exist. He said the Lashon L'Shpishon is Dam L'Moshe. Moshe found it then. The tachish exists, but the only time they were able to see the tachish or they were able to find the tachish was then. Lashon made a mishkan. He made a mishkan from it. V'nignas, it was hidden away, but it remains. We just don't know where it is. Says the Gemara, since it says the tachash had a single horn in its forehead, shmamina tarhaya, we can learn from this that it was a kosher animal. Because the halacha is that any horned animal is assumed to be kosher. Dam Rav Yehuda, how do we know even a single horn makes it a kosher animal? Dam Rav Yehuda, shah shik of Adam Rishon, the shah that Adam Rishon brought as a carbon, karen achas hayo lebe mitzchay. It only had one horn in its forehead. Shinemar, the Sitin Lashem Mishar Par, the Pasuk in Tilm says that the praise we say to Hashem is better before him than the bull, Makrin, that has a horn, and Mafris, and it has split hoofs. Since it says Makrin, Chaser, so it means only one horn. So we see that even one horn is a kosher animal. And Reb Moshe Feinstein, the Divrei Moshe, explains this Gemara very beautifully. The animals that existed in the time of Adam Rishon were the forebearers of all future animals. So Adam Rishon's shor that had one horn was the first shor. And that was the prototype of all shors that will continue for the rest of history. And if that had one horn and was considered a kosher shor, then all shors, all animals with one horn are considered kosher. Ask the Gemara Makrin. It says Makrin, which means horn. So the Tatimashin, so it means two. So that had two horns. So we don't have a right to one horn animal. On a Nachman Yitzchak, Mikerinksev. The way you should read the Pasuk means Mikaren, it only had one karen, one hole. Ask the Gemara, Velishimanel. So let's say from the fact that the Tachash only has one horn, the Mimbehemahu, we'll say it's kosher, and we'll say it's the same as the animal that Adam Arishim bought, which was a one horned bull. Answers the Gemara, Kimdik a Keresh. Since there exists a Keresh, which is a single horned deer, the Minchayahu, and we know that deer is a Minchaya, the Lesley El Chad, the Karen that only has one horn, Iklamemer, we could still say that Tachash is a Minchaya, because we also have an animal that has one horn that's a Chaya. So we don't have a Raya if the Tachash was a Chaya or Behema, but seemingly it was a Tardiga animal. And that's why you'll have to use for the leather, for a Chalitza shoe, Dafka the leather from a Kasha species.